Right now on this portion of Vocal Point, we're going to talk about the subject of abortion and the Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, Trump's nominee, who is, at least as of the time of this recording, is being grueled by the Senate. Our guest for this portion is Micaiah Bilger. She writes for LifeNews.com. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Micaiah, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Am I saying your name right? Correct, Micaiah?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. When it comes to the Democrats pulling out all the stops and trying to oppose Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, would it be fair to say that, honestly, strip it all away, abortion is the 800-pound gorilla in the room? Abortion is what so much of the contentious fights are all about. And not this particular nominee, but all of them. I mean, Bork and Clarence Thomas, etc.
Yeah, I would agree, absolutely. And I think going back to the election, the November election of Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, a lot of people were looking at the Supreme Court and the issue of abortion coming up. People, pro-lifers, wanting to see Roe versus Wade overturned and looking at Trump and Clinton and seeing what kind of nominees that they would appoint. And Trump repeatedly said he would appoint a pro-life nominee. And with Neil Gorsuch, we've seen some really good decisions from him as a judge. He ruled in favor of protecting Hobby Lobby, which was the business, Christian-owned business, that was opposed to the Obamacare mandate, which forced them to provide abortion-causing drugs in their employee health care plans. Same thing with Little Sisters of the Poor, the Catholic Nuns group, sided with them. He also sided with Utah in wanting to defund Planned Parenthood. And so he's had a number of really good decisions. I really think a lot of it really comes down to the issue of abortion and of life.
All right. Now, even more liberal or moderate people would say this guy is definitely well qualified. Mike McManus, for example, is a columnist, and sometimes he seems to be pro-life, but on some issues he seems more liberal. But anyway, he said this: Gorsuch has had 10 years of experience as a judge on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, where he's written 2,700 opinions agreed to by fellow judges in a remarkable 97% of the cases. He offers a rare combination of intelligence, humility, integrity, and a deep commitment to the rule of law. That's an interesting statement to me. It's as if Trump has really hit a home run with Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, almost everything that I've heard about Judge Gorsuch is that he's a really very well-respected, intelligent, thoughtful judge, and that he's, you know, an excellent pick for the Supreme Court. Pro-life groups have been very supportive of him as a nominee. And I know Democrats at this point are talking about filibustering his nomination. And I really have not seen any substantial arguments on the Democrat side as to why they oppose him. They're just saying, you know, he's unqualified, or he's, you know, would just support Trump in whatever Trump does. We're not seeing, you know, any evidence of that at all. I mean, he seems to be a really solid Constitution-based justice. So we think hopefully there's enough votes, we think, to get him through and approved to the Supreme Court. Really think he'll be a great guy.
The last time he was confirmed by the Senate, it was in a voice vote. This is when President Bush, George W. Bush, appointed him to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And he was voted unanimously confirmed, and unanimously confirmed on a voice vote. So that portends well. I talked to a friend of mine who said, you know, if the Democrats were smart, they would save their powder or keep their powder dry for the next judge, because this one is going to be really hard to take down.
Yeah. And I really
not that we want to give the Democrats any advice here, but
but I really don't think they have much of a leg to stand on. And I think hopefully, you know, the American people see that, you know, this guy has a really strong record. He's a very, you know, seems to be a strong conservative, strong, you know, smart, intelligent man. One thing that too is very interesting, and we're hearing about this more and more, is assisted suicide. And Neil Gorsuch actually wrote a book a number of years ago about assisted suicide. It's a very well-regarded book, you know, from people on both sides who are both in support of and opposed to assisted suicide and euthanasia. And he argued very strongly against this. A quote that's been used over and over again in the hearings from his book is that he believes, quote, "the intentional taking of a human life by private persons is always wrong." And that's, you know, just another really strong indication that, you know, he's going to be a great vote, a good, strong person on the Supreme Court who's going to say, you know, life is important, human life is important, and taking of an innocent human life is always wrong. I mean, he said that in his book. So that's just another really hopeful sign.
What about, say, the death penalty? I mean, I'm just curious. I assume the context is not in the context of a death penalty or capital punishment case, but I'm just curious if you happen to know offhand about his views on that.
I do not, and I do know that quote had specifically to do with assisted suicide and euthanasia,
right?
Because that was the his book on. I'm not familiar really with his position on the death penalty.
You know, it is amazing. The ultimate founder of this radio station is the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, who was a very strong conservative Presbyterian minister. And he said it's amazing to him that on the one hand, liberals will say, oh, I'm pro-life when it comes to the death penalty, but I'm pro-choice when it comes to the unborn babies. So wait a minute. They would kill the unborn who are innocent little babies who haven't done anything wrong, but they would absolutely go to the mat to make sure that they would fight for the rights, the right to life for somebody who's already been convicted of, let's say, a heinous crime. You remember during the debates, the vice presidential debate, I don't know if you remember that, but Tim Kaine was asked pro-abortion side of things. He was asked, you know, in your time as governor, has anything given you trouble? And he said, oh, yeah, I just felt so bad having to, you know, carry out the death penalty in a particular case. I'm pro-life, you see. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
It's an amazing inconsistency. Yeah. Hey, one of your articles said abortion activists falsely claim Neil Gorsuch would put women in jail for having abortions. Comment on that article. Is there any truth to that? What's the deal?
There really is not any truth to that whatsoever. When it comes to history and our laws in the United States, you know, they're before Roe versus Wade and even after Roe versus Wade, really what has gone on is going after really who is most involved in these abortions, and that is the abortion doctor, and going after, you know, criminally prosecuting the abortionist. Because we know from studies, we know from so many different things that a lot of times, like 60-some% of women who've had abortions said they were pressured into it, that they were lied about it, that they were coerced into doing this. So oftentimes women are, you know, really seen in the law, legally and, you know, culturally too, as a second victim of the abortion industry. And our laws historically have reflected that. And I don't see there being any change in that either, with Neil Gorsuch or Trump. You know, the laws that we have currently even that prohibit partial birth abortions, for example, the punishment, the prosecution is against the abortionist, the person who's performing, you know, that gruesome procedure. And it's just, you know, really an issue of, for one, strategically, you know, because when you're going after the abortionist, they're the one that's doing the direct killing, the intentional killing. And the woman, you know, it's a difficult issue, but no, we really don't see that as true at all. And there's historical precedent for that. Women were not put in jail prior to Roe versus Wade, even though abortion was illegal. And pro-life groups don't support that either. They support going after the abortionist and the abortion industry.
Where do you get the statistic that you said, if I understood you correctly, about 60% of women who have abortions feel coerced to do so? Can you point to research? Can you document that, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm almost positive. I'll have to just double check this, but I'm almost positive. It comes from a research group called the Elliott Institute. And I think this study was done about 10 years ago. They surveyed women who had abortions on a number of different issues, you know, things that happened at the abortion clinic, you know, how it affected them both physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so many different factors. And one of the things that they found, it was really surprising, was that like 60-some% of them said that they were pressured into having the abortion, often by a parent sometimes, teenagers, or by a partner. And Life News too, we've seen this in so many cases, in crime stories that we report on, that women are physically abused by boyfriends, by, you know, sometimes husbands, because they say, no, I'm not going to get an abortion. I want my baby. It's wrong. I'm not going to do this. There's even research from the national government about linking pregnancy to domestic abuse. So there really is abuse coercion factor in many abortion cases, and I don't think people realize how prevalent that is in abortion.
I think you're right. By the way, I do remember myself when working on a book with the aforementioned D. James Kennedy. We wrote a book called What If America Were a Christian Nation Again? We had a whole chapter in there on abortion, and I believe we did have a statistic along those very lines, and that was in 2003. And I remember also that the people in South Dakota, where the state itself passed a very strict anti-abortion law, and one of the things that they had found in just doing a lot of research was this coercion factor, which is really interesting because in some ways the whole pro-abortion rights movement is built on the idea, they like to sell it on the idea of choice, pro-choice, but to think that 60% of those who have abortions feel like they know they don't have a choice. And then, of course, to realize that more than 50% of the babies killed are little unborn girl babies. So where's the choice in this? You know, it's really a farce as a name.
It really is. And I've heard women tell me, too, and it just breaks my heart to hear it. That, you know, if there had just been one person in their life that would have encouraged them, you know, or told them, you know, you're having a baby, this is a baby, and, you know, I'll help you, you know, I'll, you know, drive you to a doctor's appointment, you'll be a good mom, and I'll be there to support you and your child. If one person had just told them that, they would have, you know, they would have chosen life. I've heard that, you know, on numerous occasions from women, just heartbroken women who realize after the fact that, you know, their baby was a baby. It wasn't just a blob of tissue like the abortion clinic told them. It was, you know, a baby with a beating heart and fingers and toes. And they're just, you know, they're just devastated and heartbroken and wish that someone had told them the truth and had reached out to help them and support them. And I think we're seeing abortion rates go down, and we're seeing more women choose life because there's more pro-life outreach, because there's more pro-life education.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's definitely a good thing.
All right, we have less than a minute to go. What would you like to say in closing as far as Neil Gorsuch and abortion?
Sure. Just that we're really hopeful. You know, so many pro-life groups were really pleasantly, you know, very happy to see Trump nominate Neil Gorsuch, and we're very hopeful that he'll be a good Supreme Court justice and make decisions, you know, in favor of the right to life. You know, he just, as he said, that, you know, the intentional taking of a human life is wrong and human life is intrinsically valuable. I mean, those are really good signs, strong signs that, that this guy is going to be a good voice on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and he even said, and this is quoting from another one of your life site, lifenews.com articles, where Neil Gorsuch said, quote unquote, sincerely held religious beliefs cannot be abridged by the government. That's in the context of the Hobby Lobby / Little Sisters decisions. Okay, thank you so much, Micaiah, for being with us. Micaiah Bilger, her material can be read at lifenews.com. Thanks and all the best. God bless you now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.